Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's the question?
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
All three good decisions. Just a hair late on them. And
I'm losing it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. You are an original.
You talking to me or Jay?
Oh, you.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
All this doubt about Brock Purdy, I didn't.
No, it's not.
I don't feel like we were hearing that when, 2-3 years ago, and now we're worried he's not good.
No, it's not that. It's guys like you that are trying to play both sides of the fence, because when I talk about Brock and what he's done, the good stuff is not valid or is expired. It's old. But then when you make your point about why there should be red lights flashing, you go to the Christmas game and say he hadn't been good since
last year and a half. Like, I hear what if you can answer this question, yeah, I'll never say ask you again. What does Brock Purdy getting the 49ers to the Super Bowl 3 years ago mean right now?
Well, in regard to his paycheck,
I'm not talking about his paycheck. I'm talking about his performance.
I got you.
But like, what's no. more relevant?
Okay.
The game he played last night or a game he played 3 years ago?
Now. Last night.
What
about why last night grants him 9 lives? Because you've seen the good and you're hoping that you
right.
see that again.
Right. People want it both ways. They want to be able to say 2 years ago, this guy was an elite quarterback and now he got paid. And now they're like, well, what if he's not elite? Well, that you have to make the decision at the time.
So do you, on today, Tuesday, after the Monday night football game, Stoney, forget the 3 picks. I've already asked you. I think I know. How big of the gap to Matthew Steinmetz is it from Mac Jones? Take everything in totality and Brock Purdy. Forget the contract.
Not much. Not much.
And that's why I guess I'm just saying.
I mean, I think Purdy's better. A couple weeks ago, you were saying you thought Mac Jones was better.
But when you throw 3 picks and a half, again, I'm reaching, bad defense. If that continues.
Well, yeah, okay. Yes.
Then we got something.
But why? Like,
because I feel like the fan base already had something. We had the great Joe Buck on yesterday. You asked him, what did he make of, you know, the situation and the noise that was when Mac was playing well? And I'm just saying, Steiny, as long as Mac's there, Brock can't, and I'm not saying, because this could just be a one-off, people, I get it, but if this were to continue, at some point you do, I wonder if Kyle changes his tune. Or is it, no, Goo, we paid and we married this dude, he's got more than 9 lives.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have Brock Purdy as your franchise quarterback and then want to dump him when he throws 3 interceptions. Like, that's not going to work. Dr. Hustle,
our man
in San Jose. We haven't heard from him a while, and he's not a doctor. What's up, Doc?
What's going on, fellas? So
hey.
I haven't called in since week 1.
All right.
I told you guys I was going to be in the moment more. I was going to watch the game.
Nice.
I've been saving my call. First and foremost, I want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. I think I speak on behalf of all the Bay Area sports fans that sports is better that we got Simons and Guru on the radio.
Right on, Doc. Thank you.
But now, I was watching the game last night with my son, and the old Dr. Hustle would have freaked out. You know, I was the president, CEO of the website, the bus driving to fire Kyle Shanahan a few years ago.
Yeah.
I've changed my tune. A zebra can change his stripes. I changed my tune. Look it. We're watching the game, me and my son. He plays quarterback for my team. I coach the middle school football team. And we were breaking down Brock Purdy. And both throws were late, just like Kyle Shanahan said. If he would have made, my son made those throws, I would have told him the same thing. Mm-hmm. But look, the 49ers have 8 wins. They are 3 football teams in the NFL that have more than 8 wins right now. The 49ers are in a good position. Brock Purdy is finding his rhythm back. Listen, to quote the great Jim Mora, you play to win the game, right? You play to win the game. You are what your record are. Rest in peace, Denny Green. Listen, I'm always listening. I know Guru's got a higher IQ than me. I know that Steinman, right now, this, I almost called Steinman. Give me one more. I almost called when you broke down the Warriors' record with Jimmy. Now, I want to get your guys' take on this because I don't call in as much. Right. The Warriors were 23-8 when Jimmy Butler came to the team, right? Jonathan Kuminga wasn't playing that much. He didn't have as big a role. I want to ask this question. Now, if we were picking a team, there's nobody on the team, nobody, and you have these 5 guys, Quentin Post, Trace Jackson Davis, Brandon Pajinski, Moses Moody, or Jonathan Kuminga, I think we could all agree we would take Jonathan Kuminga. We have no players on the team, right?
Yep.
So I'm not saying Jonathan Kuminga isn't better than those guys, but I learned a lesson, and this is going to be the doctor's notes. I learned a lesson from my uncle when I was 15. We were at a party, nice lady. I knew her kid, and he goes, oh, we used to date. I go, what? He goes, yeah, she's a wonderful lady. I said, oh, man, she's a great mom. I know her kid. He goes, she's a great wife. I go, did she get away? He goes, no, we just weren't good together.
Mm.
I think Jonathan Kuminga would be better off somewhere else. Those are the doctor's notes. Happy Thanksgiving. Love you guys.
Thanks, wow. Doc.
The Doc, they weren't good together.
Mm. He was talking about Kuminga.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about Kuminga. Hopefully he'll play tomorrow.
Well, they beat the crap out the Jazz, thank gosh. Down 11-0 in the first quarter. I was like, oh,
by the way.
Go ahead. Utah played the night before against the Lakers.
Oh, my
Everyone
God.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
Get better, Dre. Sprained foot.
Oh, my God. Does Lowry Markkanen stink?
Against the Warriors, he does.
I don't care. I mean, you want to talk. Like, he is.
I got
he
you.
Is
He's
Mr.
running and gunning.
Hollow numbers.
Man.
Lowry, Mark, Draymond was right. He was right. That's not the guy. Anyway, we got Carlito. Carlito and Alameda.
Gentlemen.
Carlito.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm going to say this about Brock Purdy. I know there was a reporter that asked the question, hey, would you have benched Brock Purdy? I don't mean to sound rude, but not a very good question because the game was never in hand. Now I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Question for Steiny and question for Guru.
Oh.
Scale of 1 to 10 as a quarterback, what do you rate Brock Purdy? Thank you.
He's a 6-7.
I'm going to give him 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
if you would ask me
why
are
you so
year,
worried?
If you would ask me last year this time, I would have said 8.5.
But he didn't play well last year.
To you.
Oh, he played well to you?
I mean, 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions.
That's not very good.
No, but it ain't 8-7. And he wasn't the only reason they went 6-11. He didn't have his weapon, but you got a problem with me? You said 6.
Yeah. He's about a 6.
What's Mac Jones?
5? 5.5? 6.5? Purdy? I'll give Purdy 6.5. But I don't, like, who's a 10? Like, I've watched Mahomes a lot this year. He's not a 10.
So he ain't trusting his dudes on the outside, but Steiner, he's a 10. Stafford's a 10.
Stafford's a 10.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just saying Mahomes this year has not been a 10.
Right, I'll give you that.
But
I expect him to be a 10. How about that?
Jalen
Hurts, a 8.
Not on Sunday.
I mean, he's getting ripped. They were up 21-0.
Exactly. That's why this is such.
Evan,
this is
real
so
quick,
cute.
They quit running the ball. Is that on him?
They gave up.
Wow.
Yeah, I asked him that. He didn't give me an answer, 707.
What?
On the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line.
Talk to me.
If Purdy's a 7.5, why do you have the concerns, Goo?
Because he was at 8.5. Damn near 9. But what? You're telling me that's the milk carton, the X date.
No, that's going too far.
Yeah, hey, both.
Guru.
No, seriously, Stein, I had this. If you're telling me I can't hang on to the pass for Brock or Niner fan can't, then the recency bias has not been nice to him, injury-wise and all that. So I'm not going to rip a dude and act like I didn't see him in Nevada and Philly for the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like
with a team with a defense that was loaded and with weapon. Like, here's the problem. Every time you say, man, Brock Purdy got a – that team was loaded offensively. It's like – well, shade. That's no shade. It's the truth. He was
Stoddy,
a good
you still
quarterback.
Got possibly an MVP candidate, and he ain't winning it. McCaffrey, you got Kittle.
That's okay. Every team's got two weapons. How many weapons do the Rams have? All I'm saying is like, yes, he was a good quarterback with those weapons. Now he doesn't have as many weapons. He's
and
not
we need you to
well.
Bring something to the party more
what's
than cups and sodas.
But then what's he going to do?
Ball out.
Okay, and you know what happens when you try to ball out? You throw 3 interceptions. You know why? Because you try to do too much.
Did just you really mean that Lynn Sanity comp?
Yes.
Because if you're right, then Stein, he's going to turn or may be in the process of turning into a pumpkin like Jimmy did.
Jeremy Lin never turned into a pumpkin. Jeremy Lin was not an NBA player. Then he blew up.
He caught lightning in a bottle.
And then he became a solid role player. He was your quintessential starter, and then he came off the bench. And he was always the guy when I said, you know what, if Jeremy Lin's starting for you, I don't like it. But if he's a first guard off the bench, then you got something.
But
I feel
are
the
you
same
there?
Way about Purdy.
Wow, Stoddy.
What?
No, that's the first time I heard you like really draw a line in the sand of,
he's
so
good.
He's just a guy.
No, he's good. But, like, I just don't expect a superhuman effort from the guy. Like,
well,
to
the
me,
whole
like,
deal,
Brock,
and the real quick, Stein, the whole deal and the concept to me and the contract was, yeah, you're right. They were loaded, but they've lost some things, but Brock can bring more to the table.
Okay, if that's what you think.
Hurt. He's been hurt, so we don't have a lot of games.
Listen, if you want to rationalize wherever the 49ers
I'm
are
not
right now,
for him.
You can. I'm just saying, like,
he's better than what we've seen. I got about.
Is he?
I'm saying yes because of what I've seen in the past.
Right. Maybe he is better with Debo and IU healthy and all those guys. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk righteously brewed in the city. Who are the quarterbacks that we are? Tua? Okay.
Dak,
Prescott?
Lamar?
No.
Then we who?
That we kind of lump in with Purdy. Trevor Lawrence got paid. I'm talking about the guys who got paid who are... So.
Lamar. No, I got you. But, I mean, he's like, a highlight. But
I got news for you. When you pay Tua, when you pay Trevor Lawrence, when you pay guys who aren't super-duper elite, then there's nothing to do except watch them and see how they play week to week. And then we'll make a determination whether they're worth the money or not. But, Brock Purdy, he's fine, but he's not going to elevate a team.
Wow.
Like, I just sometimes.
Like, Stanley, last night is not elevating the team.
So he's not as good as Josh Allen? No, he's not as good as Josh Allen.
But last night, it's not ever about being Josh Allen. It's being the best version of yourself.
He's going to have bad games.
Okay,
and he's going to have more bad games than elite quarterbacks.
But now,
because he's not an elite quarterback.
Because he's not an elite quarterback. They got tape or they got numbers that they can put together and say he hadn't been good the last year and a half.
Good. The more eyeballs, the better. Maybe should be scrutinized. I've got no problem with people saying that they shouldn't have given him the money. That's a legitimate point. A lot of people said it at the time. And then I heard a lot of, like, this is the thing. It's just a cost of business.
Hey, well, that was the market.
They paid him, it's the market. Yeah. It's just, okay, well, then, well, we paid him $250. Yes, but you said that's the market. So that wasn't a big deal when you were signing him to a contract that was just market value. And now it's like, well, what if we paid a guy? That's the risk of paying Tua. That's the risk of paying Purdy. That's the risk of paying Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones. We'll see how good they are.
And I'll say this to that. Kyle Shanahan, Stoney, if I take him at his word and those decisions in his mind aren't just like just dumb, and I believe he really believes Kyle Shanahan, I mean, Brock Purdy's his guy and he paid him, there's nothing to see here. That's one thing. But what I'll say is, again, just being in the stadium last night and for what we do and what Mac Jones has done, I would just advise or tell Brock Purdy and his biggest fans, yeah, you got the security in the most important places, but man, if you keep playing poor, and I'm not saying three interceptions every game, if you keep just not standing out,
he's Tua.
But you might not be Mac. Like, you're opening yourself up for second guessing or criticism. That's all. Because Niner fans want nothing more than a dub. You got one last night, but Stoney, it felt like they called the dogs off because he was in a zone to where you didn't know where the ball was going, and that was uncomfortable for everybody who was watching the game. And I feel like that's valid. But you can't continue that, Brock.
Well, I mean, I get it. He can't continue it, but what are your alternatives? And here's the other thing.
I guess that's what I came in here asking you.
There's no alternatives.
So Mac is not even an option.
No. Why would he be?
Because he had some success while Brock was out.
Brock's 3-1. I mean, I hear what you're saying. The real question nobody wants to ask is, has Brock regressed? Has he regressed? And I would say, yes.
Now, is durability a part of that?
No. He was healthy last year.
No, I'm just saying in that, he's missed some games. Had the shoulder.
Yeah, but he only missed two games last year. That's healthy to me in the NFL. I mean, Brock Purdy in the last, 15 games? In the last 20 games, he hasn't been as good as the 20 games before that.
Hey, Evan, I asked Stoney. He gave me his answer real quick. 1 to 10, what's a Brock Purdy to you?
Brock Purdy, like 7.
Wow.
Yeah, 6.5.
And I don't think there's anybody that would fight any one of us on our answers,
I think,
right?
There are a lot of 7s in the league, though. Like, even some of the guys you would consider great have been poor. Like, Lamar Jackson, I know he's been hurt, when he's been around, has not been very good. Allen has been subpar compared to last season.
Yeah, and they call him Superman. But when the Niners...
Patrick Mahomes has not been that great.
Yeah, when the Niners made the decision to let Debo go... And it was predicated, I'm throwing this out, E. It was predicated on Brock doing more. Do you think that's so far-fetched that I think that they thought Brock could bring more to the table?
No, I think that's just, I think when you have a quarterback, you keep him. Because trying to find one, as you've seen from a lot of the teams that are bad, are just in a constant search for a quarterback. That's why the Browns drafted two of them. Mm. Because they haven't been able to find a quarterback in like 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and
so when I say, oh, they paid them, you're like, goo, that was just a price. That's the.
I mean, I'm not saying it may have been a mistake. I don't know. But it's like, why would the 49ers be a different situation after they paid Purdy as, like, Jordan Love? How's Jordan Love?
Remember, I was high on him two years ago.
Exactly.
I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Guess what? They're in the same boat.
But what about you brought up Tua? I think Miami regrets paying him.
I'm sure they do. And maybe the 49ers will regret paying Purdy. Maybe they already do. But, like, I'm just done thinking that the situation's unique around here. It's not unique. I mean, Jalen Hurts is getting crapped on in Philly. Brock might be Tua. He might be Trevor Lawrence. He might be Jordan Love. I'm sure in all three of those cities, they're saying, should we have paid our guy? or how good is our guy?
But the one consistent thing about all three is at one time you thought, oh my gosh, watch out. Jordan's was his rookie year, Jordan Love, okay. And he's regressed.
Right, and Purdy had one too, and they paid him.
Mm.
I'm looking at like Kyler Murray.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think they have a Kyler Murray?
I'm astounded, I don't.
I mean, Kirk Cousins still making 45. Geno Smith's making 40. Guess what? Welcome to the club of having a quarterback you're not sure of.
This is from a Niner fan. Just give me your take. It feels like we went all in on a stock and the market crashed. Like, that's too severe. Because it looks like you're headed to the offs. You're injured. You know, you have no identity on D. But, man, he would have to stink up the joint more for that to hit. I can't tell you how to feel.
Let's go to Pete in Rhode Island. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. You sound great. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me on today. I consider your show one of the best that I listen to.
Thank you.
Man, all the way from Rhode Island. Damn, thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm a 49ers fan. I've been out here for 8 years. But now my Patriots are coming back. So I don't want to cheat on the 49ers, but I do love the Pats. And I just got this to say that it's a really complicated situation with Purdy. And not only that, and with the Golden State Warriors, because you deal with injuries. And the Golden State Warriors and the 49ers are one injury away from being irrelevant, in my opinion. I mean, they ran McCaffrey the other day almost 60% of the plays. You know, a good coach would be able to find someone else that is an adequate weapon, put him in the place that makes him successful. And on the same hand, I'm not a big fan of Draymond Green. I do love Dennis Rodman. I've met him personally, and I probably love Draymond Green. But I think when he punched one of his players, that should have been the end of his career, in that, in my opinion. But let's get back to the 49ers. Hey, okay. That was a lucky win for them yesterday. Purdy didn't look good, and I'm 71. I'm dealing with a foot injury right now, and it's not turf toe, but it's tough to step. So, I mean, I can't imagine, you had a call that said he was like 1.3 seconds off on his throws.
Yeah.
That might be it. I mean, he might not be completely ready yet. Plus, he doesn't have the targets he had when they went to the Super Bowl.
No, he doesn't.
So, Ayuk and these players like that. And when you got a quarterback like that, I mean, you got a great backup in Mac Jones. Let's be honest. You got two quarterbacks that can do the same job, in my opinion.
Well,
there's not a heck of a lot of difference in them.
That may be the issue.
Except what they're being paid.
Yeah.
You know, now they bought into Brock Purdy. If you're going to buy into Brock Purdy, then you surround him with money that's going to make him succeed. You know, you go out and you find a line that's going to cover him. You find some receivers. You know, other than Kittle's, Pierce, there's just not enough bodies on the floor that are gonna acclimate his game.
Hey Pete,
and he did look a couple seconds behind in a lot of those passes.
Hey Pete, got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You live in Newport?
I grew up in Newport.
Man. How much money do your parents make?
Oh, man.
Listen, my mother just died at 102.
Oh, my God.
She was 3 weeks away from 103, and she went out. My brother left her alone, and she went out partying with her friends and fell. And being Irish and German, I could always say, how close was she to the bar? And they said, close. I said, we can accept that.
But aside from that,
listen,
that's a great life, man. 102, wow.
102, and she was more cognizant, and as she walked down three flights of stairs, she had no walker. She was my idol. Even at the age of 70, I'd go home to surf the East Coast when there's a hurricane, and she would tell me, don't go out with a wet head.
Wow, man.
Hey, Pete, don't be a stranger.
Yeah, Mom.
Appreciate it, man. That's Pete from Rhode Island.
102, no walker?
Just one other thing, I want to be able to do at 100, but I can't talk.
It might have been
102.
Oh, Rick apologized.
Wow,
he did.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No.
This is what I mean.
No, but
he apologized. What do you want?
But what did he apologize for? So he thought
humiliating Kalen Azubuike in front of.
So he thought
millions?
He was talking to Bob.
That's what he said.
Thousands.
Yeah. No, I get. Like, I didn't think he dissed Kalen. He goes, you didn't play. He didn't know who he was talking to, Steiny.
He cannot be that guy.
No, that's like, it didn't hit for me like it was hitting on the internet.
It was pretty bad.
That's because he's part of ours, our group.
It's not that I don't you think I care about that stuff.
Now, had you know, this happened in Phoenix with Eddie Johnson. Oh, man. All right. Let me see what we got here. I'll tell you what we got here. 888-957-9570 is the number. A lot of Purdy Warriors. Just one game. This Wednesday is your chance to win great prizes every single hour from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. Warrior tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warriors bobbleheads, and much more. That's this Wednesday, every hour at 6 a.m. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game.
Ooh.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
49ers have been good in the red zone. Last five games, 16 touchdowns, 19 trips. Here's Jennings. And he's going to take it in after breaking tackles. Touchdown 49ers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Joe Buck on the call with Troy Aikman, ESPN. Niners win 20-9. Brock Purdy throws three interceptions in the first half, but they overcome. All right. This is the one. This is the text I'm starting this segment with on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from the 510. At the time, everyone was saying the Niners have to pay Purdy, while at the same time admitting they probably wouldn't pay him that much. It makes no sense. There is not one other team that would have paid him $280 million. Why did we have to? Because you either had to do it or you had to not do it. There was no in between. But I'm kind of with him in the fact that if you pay a guy the what the 49ers have paid for their guy, then he's your guy, even though he might not be a top five quarterback eight quarterback. Right. You got to live with it.
Yeah, but the funny thing about this is, Donnie, when he got hurt, you had a former starter, top pick, Mac Jones, come in and excel. So it was now like you got, okay, 1.5. We got Brock, and now we got Mac Jones. And you know, it's nobody's fault, but the fact that you've seen some regression or maybe not the best part of Brock Purdy, I mean, people are still holding on to the good part of what they've seen, the stronger throws from Mac Jones. So I get it, Sonny, and I know everybody, a fan's best friend is the backup quarterback, but I was just throwing it out there because I told you and I've been in the camp of nothing's going to pop off. Brock's going to come back, ball out, and he looked better in Arizona, and he's probably got 100 more of these to where if he went bad, he probably wouldn't get replaced. But, you know, you've made some interesting points, and so have other people about, hey, Goo, they paid him. So have a lot of other people. Just because they paid him doesn't mean you got to be a slave to that contract. And if you have an option, which a lot of teams don't, in regard to maybe equal or a different quarterback back there like Mac Jones, it does make it interesting. And me being at the game, hearing random fans of all ages, men and women, say or just throw out the point of Mac Jones, it got kind of eerie in there a little bit.
Like, to me, Mac Jones to me is irrelevant. Let's assume Mac Jones is the best backup quarterback in the league. All right. Well, then Brock Purdy is the starter, and he's better than Mac Jones, but maybe only by 10%. Okay. Well, guess what? You paid a guy who's 10% better than Mac Jones $50 million. Like, that's what you did, and that's okay. And now we've got 3 or 4 years to see if it's going to work out.
Yeah. And it has worked out thus far in regard to him taking you to an NFC championship game, which you lost when he got hurt, and following that up with a trip to Vegas and a chance to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl not too long ago.
No, like, I don't
– like, you know what I'm saying, Stoney? Like, that means something. I know it's been a while – but, man, and I don't care if we were in Denver. Like, Stoney, no starting quarterback can have 3 picks and a half. Like, that just was bad. That was, you know, that's why I was kind of like, damn, not in a game and a half, you know? Back-to-back-back, it felt like.
Yeah, I mean, he was terrible in the first half. Mm. You know, I don't know. Like, in Miami, when Tua has a bad game, do they always say, we made a mistake? I mean, maybe we're just going to every Brock Purdy bad game say they made a mistake. Did they make – you think they made a mistake with Brock?
It's too soon for that. Okay. But how long did Jimmy get before those questions reared his head? See what I'm saying? It's like a cycle. Jimmy got you to a Super Bowl NFC championship game. And you know, just from my vantage point, it was because of his, you know, his inability to stay healthy along with, you know – stuff that the oh no throws weren't here early from Jimmy, Stoney. That stuff started late and then it got louder and louder, but eventually they made a change. So I think Brock's better than Jimmy, but just last night I felt like there wasn't a lot of mustard on those throws.
Let's go to Gene. Gene's in Oakland. Gene will tell it like it is.
Gene.
What's up, Gene?
My guys.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I'll tell it like it is. I'll tell it like I already said, too, a couple of weeks ago. I said at that time I really thought that Mac Jones had already proved himself to be the better quarterback. I thought then that Shanahan knew that but was really stuck. Then we had the Arizona game. I called in after that and said, well, yeah, sure, you look good. It was against a horrible team. And it was a little bit, as Spadone would say, fugazi. You know, he threw a couple of passes that should have been intercepted. And then we had yesterday, and that was terrible. So, you know, you mentioned Tua. Throw Kyler Murray in there, too. I mean, I'm afraid,
right?
You know, the guy that we hope would be the next Drew Brees may be more like the next, Tua or Kyler. I think they have a real dilemma.
Hmm.
I think that his strengths were supposed to be to see the field, to throw accurately, to throw on the run, to be able to, escape on-rushing, defensive linemen. He's not showing any of those skills except maybe for the scrambling part right now. Right now, Mac Jones is actually looking better in most of those areas, as well as being bigger and having a stronger arm. So, you know, you made the point a little earlier that you don't have to be married to him. You know, he's got a big contract. It would be very hard, if not impossible, to trade with that contract. Maybe eat half of it, you know, and then have whoever you trade him to take the other half up. I don't know, you know, but I think it would be, I'm just fearful that, you know, Mac moves on, we keep Purdy, and he turns out to be, once again, a major disappointment. While Mac Jones goes on to, I don't know, be an all-pro and win a Super Bowl. you know, that's my fear. So
I got you.
I'd like to move on.
Thanks, Gene. Wow. Appreciate the call.
And that's
like to move on,
man,
from Brock Purdy.
And that's a measured fans, Donnie. Not, you know, that's just how he feels. And that one interception when Purdy's, Donnie, you know, it's all upstairs, right, mental. But, man, he had a bunch of yards he could have got, and for whatever reason, something made him say, stop, throw it, and then it was a pick, and it was like, dude, you had a positive gain.
Yeah, so did Bryce Young.
Oh, my, that dude, man.
The one thing about Purdy that, and maybe I just don't remember all the games as well as other people, but when Brock Purdy, quote unquote, came onto the scene and started to establish himself, like, I don't remember right off the bat us saying, oh, he's a gunslinger. I seem to remember us saying, boy, he's really accurate. Mm. He really, you know, hits those short passes in that Kyle Shanahan offense. Like, when did he become a turnover? Wow. Because that's the issue to me right now, the turnovers for Brock Purdy. And, like, he, with all due respect, he's not good enough to be a gunslinger. And this is, I think, getting back to the whole Kyle Shanahan as your head coach, who he trusts, how much leash he gives to somebody. And I think that we might be in the process of seeing Kyle Shanahan reel in Brock Purdy a little bit, because...
Well, we did in the second half yesterday.
Exactly. Exactly. Because he threw three interceptions in the first half of the game. So that's the issue to me, are the turnovers. Like, he's not good enough to turn it over.
So last year, how many games did you say he played? 14?
15, I think.
And he had 12 turnovers?
Mm-hmm.
And how many has he played this year?
I don't know how many fumbles he had, though.
And he's got seven. Like, that's,
he's got seven picks.
Yeah.
I don't know how many fumbles. He has at least one fumble this year.
All right.
But I don't. Yeah. Let's go to Paul in Richmond. What's up, Paul? How you doing, man?
I'm good, guys. What's happening? I've been trying to get on for a minute now.
Oh,
I got a lot to say.
Okay.
And a little time to say it in. So I'm just going to run it off.
All right.
When Brock was a rookie, remember that Miami game?
Yep.
When he almost threw that interception that cost us the game?
All right.
That's the day I knew he was fool's gold. I said, it's just going to be a matter of time until those almost interceptions become turnovers. And he's doing the same thing Jimmy G did, make stupid plays. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Kyle, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just broke Turdy, because the Eagles game, he got his arm broke, and he ain't been the same since. That's why I call him broke Turdy, because he's straight garbage. I grew up with your Montana and Young, so I'm sorry. I know what good quarterbacking looks like.
Mm.
And I refuse to pump a mediocre quarterback who is a third-string quarterback at best, due to all his interceptions. And he was just like that in college. Tell me I'm lying.
I think he's better than a third-stringer, Paul.
But what about his premise that he ain't been the same since he wrecked his elbow?
Well, that might be true.
He's also not broke.
Yeah, that's a four.
Oh, the toe.
No, he meant the wallet.
Oh.
Yeah. Chicken.
Is he fool's gold?
It's where I feel like we're starting. I can't tell you until you tell me what happens the rest of this year, next year. Like, you, they signed him up. They married him, right?
Well, like I said, they better make the playoffs this year. I mean, if they don't make the playoffs.
But you don't want him to be the reason.
Well, if he is.
And last night, you know, we've been talking about it like they lost, but
whatever
it's not.
The reason is, they're going to have to get better.
But they won last night. But you don't want that.
But it wasn't because of Purdy.
Yeah, no, I got you. It was in spite.
Exactly. Let's go to Sky in Pleasanton. Hey, Sky, how you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny Goo. Hey, thanks for having me on. Yeah. Goo, I always like your passion. I appreciate it. My question for you first is, yeah, absolutely. I guess my question for you first is, do you want to be competitive in the playoffs? That's the question, right?
Yeah, and that's the whole goal.
Yeah, if the answer is yes, Purdy is the only one that's going to allow you to be competitive. I don't see that with Mac. He's a statuesque quarterback, and he's not going to get you against good teams to win. Purdy's back 2 weeks after his injury, so his timing's off. So if you listen to Shanahan, in order for him to be competitive, he has to have a quarterback who can scramble and use his legs and also throw on the run. And he needs to make sure that Purdy's timing is going to be back. Now, what Steiny's been saying from the beginning is this is a schedule win. I mean, you're talking about the 21st team in the red zone. That's the reason they won that game. The Carolina Panthers can't score the ball in the red zone. You're running up against another team, which could be another schedule win against the Cleveland Browns. It is 22nd. Okay. Now, the only difference is Cleveland is a hell of a defensive team. So are you going to be able to put up 20 points knowing that they're going to focus it on the run game and put a lot more pressure on Purdy? So the real test is, can he get his timing back? Because if you look at those three interceptions, those were not bad decisions like a Jimmy Garoppolo. Those were his timing's off. And you give a guy 2 weeks to get his timing back, he's not going to be like a quarterback that's been playing the whole season that's had the ability to get his timing down. Now, let's judge him 4 or 5 weeks in. If he's still doing the same things and not leading his receivers like he was able to do before, then okay. But again, this is a schedule win. You got a healthy McCaffrey that's going to help you too. You got a Kittle that can always release to as well on the short passes to get you extra downs and do game management, which is why you guys are lucky, because you got probably the best coach in the one of the best coaches in the league with Shanahan, and you got one of the best defensive coaches in the league was solid, and they work really well in tandem. So
thanks,
that's all I got to say, gentlemen. I appreciate
appreciate you.
Yeah, good stuff, Sky. I appreciate it. And you know what I have a little problem with?
Give it to me.
Okay, so clearly Cleveland's got a great defense. And but the caller said, you know, can we score 20 points against Cleveland? And forget the weather. I don't know what the weather's going to be, but really? Like, I thought this offense was prolific.
Yeah, and I told you, maybe they could get to 35, 40 points. I don't think that's changed. But last night, when they went on that 15-play drive and kept the ball for almost 9 minutes, I'm like, okay, wow, this is going to be dominance. And maybe that's what was so shocking, that Purdy single-handedly kept Carolina in the game.
So help me out here. Yeah. I'm looking at the Cleveland Browns, and
best defensive player in the league is on that team.
Okay, so let me just go through the points they've given up.
All right.
Week two, they gave up 41 to Baltimore. They gave up 10 to Green Bay. They gave up 34 to Detroit, 21 to Minnesota, 23 to Pittsburgh. Then they had 6 on Miami. But like the last four games, they gave up 32 to the Patriots, 27 to the Jets, and 23 to Baltimore. Now, fairness, I don't know if any of those were defensive scores.
But they're so – I got it for you, Stein. Well, they're so dysfunctional offensively.
Okay.
So it's about what are you capable of. You got a new quarterback.
I just looked at
how
scores.
How many times are they running out there where they're just tired at the end? Like, no excuses.
Saying.
They're so inept on offense.
Right.
You can only be great or good for so long. And if your offense is giving you nothing, which the Browns basically have, and you keep running out there, you're going to break. And that's what happens to the Browns.
Well, then if you get that's what you have to do.
Stability offensively, and they get after it. That's how I look at Cleveland. Like, they got the capability of making it a difficult Sunday.
No, I get that. I understand that part of it. But why are we taking any onus off this offense? Like, they're healthy. They are 100%. Healthy right now.
Well, they're not.
Yes, they are. Ayuk's not even on the team. Right. He's gone.
All right, but
he hasn't played in well over a year. He's no factor. He's not on the team anymore.
But it was designed
he's
to
not
be
coming
with him,
back.
Though,
oh, please. My point is like if they're completely whole on offense. Like, give me a break go to Cleveland and score.
Well, what about what the caller just said? Brock needs some time, and this was the second game.
Okay, I'm just saying you're whole. Offensively, you're as healthy as you're ever going to be this year. But we're already saying, eh, if they don't score in Cleveland, it's understand. Really? I thought Kyle Shanahan was
cutthroat.
No, was the kind of coach that could scheme up offense under a lot of conditions. And all I'm saying is this. They're healthy right now on offense. And I think we like that offensive performance yesterday was terrible.
But again, and that's what just has me flummoxed, is Kyle Shanahan, the great, he can't go out there and deliver the ball. The reason I don't believe, the reason I think we all believe they weren't, was a big part was the quarterback. For him to say those were good decisions, maybe better's coming down the road. But that's what cut me like, damn, Kyle, you really saying those were, and if you're telling me he's just off, Frank, I get you, in Atlanta, I felt that. But it is what it is, man. And they had three turnovers delivered straight from your quarterback, almost four with the McCaffrey fumble. And it's like, man, that's not going to get you far or get you in. Because if you weren't playing the Panthers, Donnie, and you had a quarterback better than Bryce Young, maybe well, that game goes different.
That's why the schedule has completely camouflaged what we know about this team. It just has this year. We just don't know. There's, you know, and but I think here's what the consensus seems to be. I don't think most 49er fans think that the Niners can beat a good team, particularly in the postseason, at least as of now with the defense they've got. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. It's going to be hard for them to win a playoff game. And it's going to be obviously even harder to win more than one playoff game. Let's go to Flea in Oakland.
Flea.
What's up, Flea? How you doing?
What's going on, guys?
Stani,
you just said a mouthful. You kind of, like, I got
to
pivot from what I was going to say, because, Stani, you just said what everybody is saying. Basically, subconsciously, we knowing if we had a better quarterback with the offense that we supposed to have, we got all our guys back healthy, we should have scored 42 points last night.
Yeah? Wow.
Purdy, he throwing picks. He could have had 5 picks. Because one, he threw over. Uh-huh. If dude was back 3 more yards, that was a pick. He threw an out route. The other guy had a pick. If he was out just another 2 more inches, that was another pick. So he could have threw 5 picks. So the thing is this, Donnie and Goo, is it about winning, or is it about because they paid Brock Purdy? That's the question. Because if they feel Matt Jones is better, why is he not out there quarterbacking? Because of the contract and they paid him. So if he come out against Cleveland, he got, let's say, 1 pick and 1 fumble. The Niners lose by 3. He come back next week, he's quarterbacking again. Is it about winning, or is it because they paid him? So that's the question, Stani, because you basically made the point. All their offense is intact, except IU. So what is the problem?
Thanks, Flea. Appreciate
that's the
call. Yeah.
Well, we know the – that's why I said, Stani, in corporate or in any walk of life, follow the money. And I thought, you know, Brock could earn that bread, and they're not going to make that change just from the hit of what it would look like this early to make a switch. And that's why I never thought Mac Jones was a threat to overtake Brock or ride the hot hand per se. But to Flea's point, this is about what has Brock done for you. And obviously that means something, Stani. You just paid Brock Purdy, and the CNN, the politics, the political component to this is you're not going away from Brock. He's got to really be bad going into next year, Stani.
Well, if they don't make the playoffs, then something really went wrong. And it could be a case of the defense is eventually going to let him down, but – as the defense is letting them down over the course of the rest of the season, the offense has to be better than this.
That's that was all disappointing. Nobody can tell you nothing else. That was disappointing.
So I guess we gotta. You know, I'm also willing to say, you know, you get that first game back from injury, you play the second game back from injury. Maybe
all right.
Let's see what happens next week. Although it's going to be a far more difficult challenge, you would think.
Do you think there's two scoreboards, or will there ever be one with the Mac Jones and the Brock Purdy? Because that's what it felt like.
There are. And the score is like Purdy 25 and Mac Jones 22. Mm. It's a close game.
Until you go to the contract stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, Flea is absolutely right. If the 49ers believe that Mac Jones is actually better than Brock Purdy, and he's still playing Brock Purdy, that's a problem. Like, that won't last for long in a locker room that wants to win. Mm. So I don't believe that Kyle thinks Mac Jones is better at this point.
All right, I'm with you. But also, don't run from the rat on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. What a PR nightmare that would be if that were the case after you decided, after the Trey Lance debacle, that Brock was the guy. You paid him.
Let me ask you this.
And then before the contract kicks in, you got second.
Is it?
You got wandering eyes?
Is it less of a dilemma for the Niners because, like, Tua doesn't have a backup who's any good? Like, let's say Tua's not very good, but they don't even have a backup like Mac Jones. Like, is that Tua's
fault?
That's
the whole thing. Some teams...
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Don't have the luxury of having an option that might be a better option.
Do you think Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy?
I think they're damn near equal. Okay. How about that? Under the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan, they're damn near equal.
Yeah, I'm still going with Purdy.
Right.
But that doesn't mean like
Purdy's accomplished more.
I acknowledge that there's not a big difference between the two quarterbacks.
And I would never call Matt, people don't come for me, Mac Jones, Tom Brady, but if you want to tell me escapability is everything, one of the greatest quarterbacks to do it was a statue in Tom Brady. He just got rid of it. I'm not saying Mac Jones is that, but you can be successful without being an elusive quarterback.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.